Nine types of people you should think twice about helping, according to the ancient philosophy of Stoicism. From the chronic complainers to the perpetual victims, these individuals may drain your energy and leave you feeling unfulfilled. In this video, we'll explore why Stoicism teaches that it's important to be selective with who you offer your assistance to, and how to identify the types of people who may not be worth your time and effort. Type 1. The energy vampires. People who steal your emotional and mental energy are called energy vampires. They leave you feeling tired and empty. They love making trouble, setting up arguments, and needing your attention all the time. Stoic thought says that our mental peace and quiet are the most important things. A well-known Stoic philosopher named Marcus Aurelius said it was important to keep our cool and not let other people upset our balance. When you help energy vampires, they often become dependent on you and keep using your energy without getting their problem solved. These people don't want real answers. They want respect and approval instead. You could hurt your own health by interacting with them. In real life, it's important to set limits with people who drain your energy. Limit your contacts with them in a polite but strict way. Focus on keeping your mental space safe and putting your energy into relationships that are helpful and good. Always keep in mind that putting your own needs first is not selfish. It's necessary for a healthy life. Another important Stoic thinker, Epictetus, said that we should only worry about things we can control. We have no control over how energy vampires act, but we do have control over how we react to them. We save our energy for people who really need and value it by deciding not to help them. Being compassionate is a good thing, but it's important to know when helping someone hurts your own mental health. Energy vampires love taking other people's energy. You can protect your inner peace and focus on living a good, satisfying life by setting clear limits. Type 2. The narcissists. Narcissists have an inflated sense of how important they are, need to be admired all the time, and don't care about other people. When trying to help narcissists, it can be hard because they often use and control others to look out for themselves. Being Stoic shows us how important it is to keep our honor and self-respect, which can be lost when we're around narcissists. Marcus Aurelius said that we should never let the acts of others make us feel bad. Narcissists love to cause trouble and disagreement, and people who try to help them often feel used and ignored. Their sense of privilege can make them make demands and standards that are too high, which is hard to meet. One of the most important ideas in Stoicism is to understand how other people work and accept them as they are, without judging them. Realizing that narcissists are not likely to change can free us from trying to change them, which is pointless. We should instead take care of our own health and avoid getting caught up in their self-centered world. When you try to help a narcissist, you often end up supporting their bad behavior. They might use your kindness against you by expecting you to meet their wants without giving anything in return. This one-sided relationship can make you feel bad about yourself and make you angry. To keep yourself safe, it's important to set clear limits with narcissists. Limit the amount of time you spend with them, and don't fall for their tricks. Learn to separate yourself from them, and know that their actions are caused by their own fears, not your own. You can be in a relationship with a narcissist without losing your peace of mind if you set limits and take care of yourself. Type 3. The abusers. Abusers are people who hurt other people, either physically, socially, or mentally. Helping abusers is not only bad for your own health, but it can also make them more likely to do bad things. Stoic thought stresses the value of doing what is right and being good, and helping attackers goes against these ideas. A famous Stoic philosopher named Seneca said that what makes us truly good is how we act and treat other people. Giving abusers help or excuses for their actions goes against the Stoic commitment to justice and living an honest life. It's important to stick to your beliefs and not put up with behaviors that hurt other people. Making reasons for, reasoning, or trying to change an abuser's behavior is a common way to help them. But abusers don't usually change without a lot of help and responsibility. Helping them without getting to the bottom of why they're acting out puts you at risk of being involved in their abuse. Stoicism teaches us how important it is to be strong and resilient inside. When you let an attacker keep doing bad things to you, it can hurt your sense of self-worth and your morals. It is very important to remember that your first duty is to yourself and your health. Helping abusers is not what you should do. Instead, you should focus on protecting yourself and getting help from other people. This could mean setting clear limits, staying away from the attacker, or, if necessary, getting legal and professional help. You follow the Stoic principles of justice and morality by putting your own safety and well-being first. Type 4. The drama queens / kings. People who love making trouble in their own lives and the lives of those around them are called drama queens or kings. They often make things worse than they are, start fights, and need attention and approval all the time. Stoicism shows us how important it is to be calm and at peace with ourselves, which can be seriously upset by interacting with people who are looking for trouble. Marcus Aurelius stressed how important it was to stay cool and not let outside events upset our inner peace. Drama queens and kings can quickly pull you into their storm of feelings and arguments, making you feel tired and stressed. You need to be aware of how they affect your health and take steps to keep yourself safe. When you help drama queens and kings, you often end up in the middle of their endless problems and emotional changes. They might expect you to fix their problems, comfort them, and agree with how they feel, even if it's not true. But this relationship can get too much for you, making you feel used and unwanted. Stoicism tells us to let go of things we can't change and focus on the things we can. We can't change the way drama seekers act, but we can choose how to deal with them. That way, we can keep our peace and stay away from their chaos by having clear limits and limiting our relationships with them. This means that you should keep your cool when you're working with drama queens and kings. Hold your ground and don't get involved in their emotional reactions. If it's suitable, give them useful answers, but don't try to solve their problems for them. Tell them they are responsible for what they do and how they feel. Type 5. The know-it-alls. Know-it-alls are individuals who believe they have all the answers and are quick to dismiss the opinions and perspectives of others. They often dominate conversations, offer unsolicited advice, and refuse to consider alternative viewpoints. Stoicism teaches us the importance of humility and open-mindedness, which can be challenging when dealing with know-it-alls. Epictetus, a Stoic philosopher, emphasized the value of recognizing our own ignorance and being open to learning from others. Know-it-alls, however, often lack this humility and are resistant to feedback. Engaging with them can be frustrating and unproductive, as they are more interested in asserting their superiority than in meaningful dialogue. Helping know-it-alls can involve validating their inflated sense of self-importance or engaging in futile arguments. This dynamic can be draining and lead to feelings of frustration and resentment. Instead of trying to change their behavior, it's essential to focus on maintaining your own composure and not getting drawn into their need for validation. Stoicism teaches us to accept the nature of others and not take their behavior personally. Recognize that know-it-alls are driven by their own insecurities and need for control. By practicing detachment and not allowing their behavior to affect your peace of mind, you can navigate interactions with them more effectively. It's important to set boundaries with know-it-alls. Avoid getting drawn into arguments or debates and focus on maintaining a calm and composed demeanor. If necessary, limit your interactions with them and seek out relationships with individuals who are more open-minded and respectful. By setting boundaries and focusing on your own well-being, you can navigate relationships with know-it-alls without sacrificing your inner peace. Type 6. The takers. Takers are people who always want to get something from other people without giving anything in return. People around them are often taken advantage of because they are kind and generous, leaving a trail of broken promises and missed responsibilities. Stoicism tells us that relationships need to be balanced and two-way, which can be lost when we hang out with people who only want to take from us. Seneca, a Stoic philosopher, said that relationships should be based on helping each other. When you help people who are takers, you usually give more than you receive, which can make you feel cheated and angry. This relationship can make you feel used and unwanted, which can hurt your self-esteem. Stoicism tells us to pay attention to what we can change and not let other people use our kindness against us. Keep in mind that takers only care about themselves and probably won't change unless something big happens. You can protect your own health and keep the balance in your relationships by setting clear limits and not letting them get away with bad behavior. To put it simply, it's helpful to pay attention to how your interactions work. Check to see if there is a sense of giving and receiving, and how both parties can benefit. It's important to rethink the relationship and set limits to protect your health if you feel like you're always giving without getting anything in return. Stoicism teaches us how important it is to respect ourselves and not give up our values to make other people happy. You can protect your own honor and keep the balance in your relationships by being clear about your limits and not giving in to people who want to take advantage of you. Focus on building ties with people who value and appreciate how generous and kind you are. Takers can take advantage of your kindness and make your relationships feel off. Type 7. The blamable. People who don't want to take responsibility for their deeds and always put the blame on others are to blame. They often act like the victim, making up a story that lets others off the hook and takes the blame off of them. Stoicism shows us how important it is to be responsible and honest, which can be hurt by hanging out with people who are bad. Epictetus stressed how important it was to be responsible for our actions and not put the blame for our mistakes on outside factors. When you help someone who is to blame, you often have to accept their skewed story and let them avoid taking responsibility. This situation can make you angry and frustrated because they are putting the blame on you when they shouldn't be. Stoicism tells us to let go of things we can't change and focus on the things we can. We can't change how the blameworthy act, but we can choose how to react to them. You protect your own honor and follow the Stoic principles of personal responsibility by setting clear limits and not taking their unfair blame. For practical reasons, it's important to know when someone keeps putting the blame on other people. Stay clear-headed and analytical, and try not to get caught up in their story. Tell them they need to take credit for what they did, and if necessary, give them helpful comments. Do not, however, take on the weight of their wrongly placed blame. Stoicism teaches us how important it is to be strong and resilient inside. You keep your ethics and your peace of mind by sticking to your beliefs and not believing the person who is to blame's skewed story. Put your efforts into building relationships with people who are accountable for their actions and respect that. Type 8. The liars. Liars are individuals who consistently deceive others, creating a web of falsehoods and manipulation. Helping liars can be particularly challenging because their deceit can undermine trust and create a sense of betrayal. Stoicism teaches us the importance of honesty and integrity, which can be compromised by engaging with liars. Seneca emphasized the value of truthfulness and the importance of living in accordance with our principles. Helping liars often means accepting their falsehoods and enabling their deceitful behavior. This dynamic can erode your sense of trust and create a toxic environment of manipulation and dishonesty. Stoicism encourages us to focus on what we can control and not allow others to compromise our principles. Recognize that liars are driven by their own insecurities and need for control. By setting clear boundaries and not accepting their deceit, you protect your own integrity and uphold the Stoic principles of honesty and truthfulness. In practical terms, it's important to be vigilant and discerning when dealing with liars. Pay attention to inconsistencies and falsehoods in their narratives, and maintain a clear and objective perspective. Avoid getting drawn into their web of deceit, and set firm boundaries to protect yourself from their manipulation. Stoicism teaches us the value of inner strength and resilience. By standing firm in your principles and not accepting the liar's falsehoods, you uphold your own integrity and maintain your peace of mind. Focus on cultivating relationships with individuals who value honesty and integrity, and avoid those who consistently deceive others. By setting boundaries and focusing on honesty, you uphold the Stoic principles of integrity and truthfulness. Type 9. The leeches. People who constantly take advantage of others for their own gain are called leeches. They do this by taking advantage of others' kindness and generosity without giving anything in return. People who are close to them often feel dependent on them, which makes it hard for them to break free. Stoicism teaches us to respect ourselves and not let other people take advantage of our kindness. Epictetus said it was important to know our own worth and not give up our beliefs to make other people happy. Helping leeches usually means letting them take advantage of you and supporting their parasitic behavior. This relationship can make you feel used and unwanted, which can hurt your self-esteem. Stoicism tells us to pay attention to what we can change and not let other people use our kindness against us. Keep in mind that leeches only care about themselves and probably won't change unless someone steps in and does something big. You protect your own health and support the Stoic ideals of self-respect and ethics by setting clear limits and not letting them get away with things. Check to see if there is a sense of giving and receiving and how both parties can benefit. It's important to rethink the relationship and set limits to protect your health if you feel like you're always giving without getting anything in return. Stoicism teaches us how important it is to respect ourselves and not give up our values to make other people happy. You can protect your own honor and keep the balance in your relationships by being clear about your limits and not giving in to leeches. Focus on building ties with people who value and appreciate how generous and kind you are. So, even though kindness and giving are good traits, it's important to know when helping someone hurts your own health. Leeches can take advantage of your kindness and make you feel like you need them. You follow the Stoic values of self-respect and honesty by setting limits and focusing on giving and receiving.